We present The Gibson, a six-part serial by Bruce Bedford, with Robert Glenister, Sharon Deuce, Freddie Jones, and Timothy West. Episode 6.
Thirty-second and final status report on Saul Judd, Bath 1999. Saul, the poet of Bath for the city's 50th festival, is now fully briefed on the Gibson, the massive force buried beneath Bath. The Guardians have acquainted him with the plans of the second comers, 2C, to release and control the Gibson on the opening day of the festival. His dual role for the Guardians, to place explosives to ensure that underground streams cooling the Gibson continue to flow, and then to publicly deliver his poem of Bath using phrases to counteract 2C's plans. He is yet unaware that on this, the morning of the festival, his wife Elise has discovered that their son has been kidnapped, all of which complies with the predictions of our Dark Ages scribe, forced by the kidnapping of his son to write the whole story.
Well, we'll get you.
Okay. Morning, Miss Dewhurst.
I'm sorry, what time did you all start?
I don't think we've actually finished yesterday yet.
Morning. Your explosives. They're in those two rucksacks.
Thanks. John, isn't it? Detonators?
Tracy's bringing them over now.
When Selwyn's off the phone, tell him I'm checking the rucksacks.
No, I can't, Elise. Saul's out of radio contact right now, but as soon as he... Hello? That was Saul's wife. They've killed Dom. And they've taken her son.
Oh, no.
And I promised her a safe house.
Saul's over there. Will you tell him, or would
no,
you...
No, say nothing.
He's got to know.
It's crucial to us today. If they succeed, if the Gibson is released, it won't matter a damn where his boy is.
Saul!
Morning. Look, Tracy and I don't go into the tunnels until 10. What shall I do till then?
Oh, stay down here. In some ways, your role is the most enigmatic
yes,
in all this.
Yes, I'd enigmatic.
Could change by the minute. The rest is, well, what we planned for... 2C will try to release the Gibson by using the crystal sculpture as a detonator. That releasing energy will be powered through Bath on a perfect alignment, augmented by a critical mass of people. Their explosion will divert the underground water from cooling the Gibson. Our explosion should restore it. There are the other factors, of course.
The black art stuff.
Oh, your choice. The incantations, courtesy of Punch and Judy, and your counterphrases. The pavement artist's paintings of stone circles, the old plan, measure, countermeasure.
Then the surprises.
We are prepared. I hope to God.
Jugglers, buskers, giants on stilts. Bath's already really celebrating the first day of its huge 50th festival. We'll be covering the whole day, so stay tuned to... Sorry. It's so crowded here. I'm walking, trying to walk, up past the Roman baths. And sir, yes, you. Sue Sarson, Radio Minerva, what do you think of the start of the festival?
Well?
I think we'll do it very well together.
Tracy, you can always back out.
Don't know us yet, do you? This potty hairdresser's a guardian, isn't she?
Yes, but...
And we don't work on butts. You'd suit a light straight, you know.
Sorry. Come on.
The pavement artists have started repainting, Alice. Get another spoiler in. Yes, my dear.
Gwent. Patricia Gwent. Only research said I should report direct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Saul. Yes, Patricia.
Sorry, but there's this magazine cutting.
Yes, would you care to come in?
They've reached the critical mass of people along the alignment.
Keith, get the strippers in.
That's the blunt opinion of just one pavement artist whose work has been obliterated by hooligans throwing cans of paint. But there's something else. The huge crowds are being pulled off into the side streets, but I can't see why. I'm cheating here, getting a lift up on a TV crew's hydraulic platform. Oh! I don't believe it! Strip teasers down the side streets! We're swinging over now to take a closer look.
Wool!
I'm sorry, Miss Gwen, this magazine article.
It's just Saul and Tracy. It's 9:30.
Your radios are working all right.
Yes, checked, and I'll use the earpiece when things get public.
Be back here now before you have to read the poem out of the Guild Hall.
I'll be here.
Tracy, your command to fire the explosives will be radioed as soon as 2C fire theirs.
Sure. Bye.
There's a problem with the ice cream van, Selwyn. I'll patch you through.
That's enough. That's enough. I'll slide in first.
Oh, hell.
What is that?
We've got trouble. Saul to Sandman, come in, please.
Clear reception, Saul, over.
There's been a roof collapse immediately inside the entrance. But leave it to us.
Are you absolutely certain?
An hour's delay.
You dig first.
Right.
Bribe or use necessary violence. That ice cream van must stay put for another 3 hours. I'm sorry, Miss Gwent. This magazine article.
It was just that... Tracy's just radioed. They've dug past the roof fall and are going in now. We've lost 2 hours.
This is it. 15 shot holes. Overkill, but I can't cop this one.
Saul, the time...
I know... I've got 15 minutes, which means I can't place all the explosives.
Show me.
Tracy, you are... Look. Use this stick. Take one stick of explosive at a time and make sure the holes are clear.
What the hell do you mean he's still not in radio contact? Can't you just send someone to tell him his son's been kidnapped? Well, damn you, Selwyn Fist!
Right in. Like that.
Honest. I've learned. You're so late. Get going.
Oh, Tracy, you must get the detonators right.
You haven't seen me giving first aid to a dodgy hairdryer. Go on, please, and... Take care.
Me take care?
I'll see you after it's all over. That drink. Saul?
Yeah?
And give them hell with that poem, yeah?
Yeah.
Most unlikely, but it's our response up, Saul. Thank God for contingency plans. 2 additional counterphrases here to go at the end.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Was it useful? Your magazine article?
I haven't had the chance. He's so busy.
But you think it's important?
I thought so.
Selwyn?
Clear sound link to the Guild Hall. Yes, sir.
Go on.
It's an article on a new mapping satellite. A laser thing went up in the space shuttle.
Yes.
The first laser sweep today starts, well, in Bath.
That's it, by God.
Project Awakening, that's what they called it.
Project Awakening, oh my... All the team on Blinkered Sun, here. They're programming the Gibson through a laser on a space satellite. Now, how do we stop it? Fast.
With no data.
Boof. John, don't give me boof. We've got to fly on this one.
Fly, we'll have to. Some sort of interference. Mm-hmm. Above St. Matthew's. Maybe something like Window.
A window?
Window. Strips of aluminium dropped by aircraft to confuse the enemy radar.
What's the wind direction?
Uncommonly north, veering to northwest.
Praise God for the uncommon. A stack of hot air balloons are due to go up from the Royal Victoria Park. I want 10 of them hijacked.
What level of persuasion?
Get them. And I need a hard squad of 6 to hit a bunch of brownies within 15 minutes.
Selwyn, 142.
Yeah, Saul, run. There's an audience waiting for you at the Guild Hall.
And... every scrap of silver paper, all those old milk bottle tops, and a mountain of aluminium cans. Thanks to their work, somewhere a blind person can now look forward to...
Everyone, against the wall! Hands on the wall! Drop the sacks!
Brownie.
Drop the
sack!
Thank goodness!
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry. The circumstances.
Your clothes are soaking wet.
Yes, more circumstances.
Sorry.
I didn't realise you were deaf.
Pardon?
I didn't... Your hearing aid. It's hanging out.
Oh, yes, blast. Hello, Sandman. Hello.
1,000 times hello.
Saul's back in radio contact.
This is Sandman. The Punch and Judy curtains have just opened. I'm now opening the direct link from the Guardian in the adjacent ice cream van. Good luck. Let's see.
Supercomb, please.
Piss off.
Keep fit with Radio Minerva. Well, I've sprinted up to the Royal Crescent just in time for the unveiling of Shiro Takemitsu's sculpture. Here, in front of this beautiful arc of Georgian buildings, the superstar tenor Federico Paolo approaches the big stone column. The sculptor on top, wrapped in gorgeous midnight blue silk, he's pulling the cord and... It is beautiful. One tall piece of crystal, hundreds of facets catching the sunlight. Well, no audience is going to let Federico Paolo leave without hearing him sing his party piece, of course. But right now, this wonderful sculpture holds center stage.
11 balloons hijacked. They've loaded the aluminium. Police closing in.
Then go. Take off. So, punch has started. Start the poem now. Repeat now.
And as I gazed in eye wonder at those stars, I knew they spelled the same degree of message that your poet of Bath, Saul Judd, did see when he...
Thanks, Corinthians. The poem of Bath. Bath. This day that name unites a nation to but one common chart. To raise the heart in happiness, then plant the seed of festival of celebration.
And Federico Paolo takes the microphone.
Vedo mare quanto è bello, spira dando sentimento, e come tu a chi tiene in mente, per lascia cada foglia sulla.
50 years, no less, this place has sucked by artifice and happy guile, performance from the Thames, the same denial.
Naughty Judy, naughty, naughty! Tack! Mind open to give release!
Saul, go.
Tack! Mind close to quell. Bright blossoms all, whom we've well plucked.
Tack! Mind open to spark fire!
Saul, go.
Tack! Mind close to quench. Ancient beyond time, this place, this bower of springs, with road so straight, their purpose plain, the Romans.
Tack! Mind open to free!
So, go!
Tack! Mind closed to fetter! Were in wisdom next to find this magic spot of ours, of all the wondrous things about us now, best of all!
Tack! Mind open to the power.
So, go.
Tack, mind close to drown. Are those stones upon stones pale gold, which house a party time of art? For behold, Bath gives voice to its 50th festival.
Tack, to live.
So, go. For God's sake, go.
Fire!
Oh, poet, what have you done?
And that sexy statue is positively glowing. That incredible top note and the crystal started glowing and pulsing. I feel so... What the... They've even timed the fireworks to... This is bloody incredible. It's getting brighter. Oh, everyone's just... Pulse.
Did we get the wind, dear?
Getting it now, but no seismographic indication yet of a second explosion. Ours.
Oh, ours, really? Oh, I'm sorry, dear boy, I'm just praying that Tracy is up to it.
Selwyn, his son...
Yes, I know, Miss Dewhurst, but I couldn't tell him before he gave the counterphrasing, could I?
Well, I
could
think...
Could I? The microphone, please. How do you tell a father his son has been taken by someone for whom we are just butcher's meat?
Elise? Here. Drink this.
Get Thomas back. Just get him back. Please.
Yes.
To see. They'll want something, won't they? We've just got to give it to them. And they'll give us Thomas back, won't they?
I think so, yes.
I thought all the madness was ending today, you said. What will they want?
From me? Me.
But what from you? Oh, Saul, hold me.
Whatever it is, it's no problem. I promise. You'll have Thomas soon.
No!
Elise! It's me they want to talk to. It's all right. This is Saul Judd. What? Why, for God's sake? Is he all right? Yes. Yes. Yes, he's allowed crisps.
Is he all right? What do we have to do? Saul!
Not fair on the poor mite. What sort of background? Bicker, bicker, bicker. First one house, then another...
What are you talking about?
Our son's kidnapper.
His grandmother took him?
Out for her dawn stroll, spotted their front door open, disturbed some wild stranger coming out of the kitchen who took flight, saw wee Thomas fast asleep in his bed, and decided to give him a stable, grandmotherly environment for a few hours.
That woman should be...
Saul has imaginatively voiced most of the options.
There's still no indication of a second explosion.
Put me through to Saul. Saul, Selwyn here. Yes, wonderful news. Look, our charge hasn't gone off. Quite certain. Can you... Good man. He's on his way now.
There's no timely way.
Well, now there is. Or there never was.
This is Project Awakening Control 1. Satellite on station.
I'm at the entrance, but no sign of Tracy. Just smoke coming out of the tunnel. I'm going in. I'll call from inside.
I must go back. No.
The detonator wire. She didn't finish it. Tracy! So it... I'm by the explosives. Can you hear me?
Sandman hears you. Over.
She's... She nearly finished the wiring. But something... Christ, the draft's changed.
Repeat, please.
A draft. It's always been inward, but now... She must have had a problem. Taken too long. Caught all the fumes from 2C's explosion. So, those gases are lethal.
Are our explosives ready?
Yeah. There's something in the water a couple of yards further in. She's dying. Here. So it... She blew. And her mouth. So God.
Are the explosives ready to fire?
What? Yes. Just one wire to connect. Tracy.
Saw connected.
Awakening Control 1. Laser now ready to fire.
Damn you, yes, it's connected.
Now get out, go.
But she's here. Right by the explosives.
Laser firing. We are programming now.
Oh, my sweet Christ, they're programming the thing!
Get out now!
There they are, just moving through the sky like us. The police helicopters following the hijacked balloons. But, well, now there's a spectacular laser display. The balloons dropping a cascade of silver. The laser beam is piercing through the sky, and whatever those balloons are dropping, the beam is just eating it up.
Three, four, five. Once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again.
Why did you let him go?
Because he bit my finger so.
Which finger did he bite?
This little finger.
It's way past your bedtime, Thomas.
Oh, I just want a more.
Daddy will come up and kiss you goodnight in a minute. Go on now.
Come on.
On my right. Elise?
What?
Please don't. It's all right now. It's over.
I want him in our bed. Tonight, anyway. You... It would be best if you slept in the spare bed.
Elise, there's plenty of room.
No. I don't think so.
Wife, they come.
You did it well, your scratchings.
As I could.
And they did swear to return him, our son.
They did swear to come.
My eyes. Do you see him?
I see one man on horse.
He cannot ride.
There may be another riding with him.
Yes.
Good wife. It is so, so far away.
Last of a six-part serial written by Bruce Bedford. Saul Judd was played by Robert Glenister and Elise by Sharon Deuce. Selwyn Fist was Timothy West. Tracy was Katie Carmichael and Miss Dewhurst, Zoe Hicks. The scribe was Freddie Jones and his wife, Kate Binchy. Patricia Gwent was Melanie Hudson. Sue was Jo Anderson. The chairwoman, June Barry. Karim El Hatel, Sam Dastor. The Link Man, Jeffrey Collins. The Punch and Judy Man, Philip Manicom. And John, Paul Cresswell. The Guardian was Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Thomas Johnson. The Gibson was directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.